World update. A 17-year-old and a 21-year-old man are due in court today. They're charged with robbing an injured Malaysian student during the rioting in East London last month. Video of Ashraf Rosli was posted on YouTube. It showed a gang helping him to his feet and then stealing things from his backpack. For many, it was the defining video image of the England riots. But for the debate, which is continuing about the cause of the widespread unrest, what's next? What are the explanations? Well, most people label it sheer criminality, but there are others who are questioning whether there is a political element to the troubles. Young local rappers from several areas where looting took place have been writing lyrics about the riots. World Update's Liana Hosea has been meeting some of them in Brixton in South London.
The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised.
My name's Rain, I'm 28 and I'm from South East Peckham.
My name is Logic and I'm from London. I am 28 years old.
Scribble a dango, 28 years old. And many more have been beaten,
mistreated and locked up because of racial profiling and religion. I'll start with Scribbler. So can you tell me what do you think are the background reasons for the riots?
I think the main issues that concern why such a large group of people across the country decided to start robbing and looting had a lot to do with the amount of money that the government's spending on other things rather than the people of this country. And I think that there's a boiling point that people can get to if they're left unattended for a long time. It's a worldwide issue, and if we don't sort it out now, we're going to be left with a whole generation of people that are unskilled, they have no opportunities, and that ultimately doesn't make sense for the progression of everyone.
But the government say that this was sheer criminality and there's just no excuse for it.
Like I said in my lyrics, if you've never had without, then you can't understand what would make somebody do something like steal a pair of trainers from a shop or, you know, I saw a guy stealing a bag of rice. You don't do that just to be a criminal. You do that because you're living on the breadline.
I believe we need a change because we're living in an age of sinning is a game and children are living with no hope. A new great depression where recession was so broke. We're looting, stealing and robbing for petty things, no joke. You can't understand. What makes a person freak out that you never had without, and that's my word, no doubt. It's a perfect time.
A lot of the children in the modern Western world are so bombarded with advertising on trainers and gadgets, iPhones, iPods, that when the rioting and looting kicks off, what's the first thing they're going to get? We're telling them that that is the way to be considered worth something. And in England today, we're creating an underclass. We're creating people that aren't working class because they don't have a job.
Rain, what do you think?
When people have seen that people are getting away with stealing stuff, I think that they've just taken advantage of the opportunity. You know, my heart sinks when I hear someone getting killed or someone losing their business that they've worked so many years, but why did they take advantage of the situation? Because they do feel like, well, if it's not being given, I'm going to take it. But at the same time, I do think there's more opportunities. We're just not being guided.
The riots shed a little light on this weak system. Let's put my money in the right place to feed our infants. Broken families, it's hard to raise a broken home. Young mums break the laws to feed on fathered sons. The solution is in all of us to play our part. Fix up myself and be a light to this dying breed. So while you pray for them, I'm asking you to pray for me.
My mum tried her best, you know, but from my household, my dad wasn't there. It goes back to that as well, the broken family situation. But it's like, this has always been the case.
The situation, has it really got any worse or has it always been like this? And therefore, can we use that as the reason for the riots?
It's always been like this. And obviously, over the years, people just get more fed up with not getting answers. And the initial start of the riots was Mark Duggan being killed and us not getting the answers that we want.
Look, actually, put your hand on me, tell me does it feel fair? You probably expect me to run, but I am still here. Check my name on your system, I'm all clear. After your brethren's pulled Jody out his wheelchair. You lot are the biggest gang, you think that that badge makes you a bigger man? What would you say to Sean Wicks fam or Derek Bennett's fam? You shot a man who only had a lighter in his hand. Look, you gotta understand that you're never my leader. I don't follow.
So basically what we need is our own IPCC.
Police Complaints Commission.
Yeah, so we can have our own people that go in and investigate these deaths in police custody so we can know exactly what goes on.
Kingsley Borough, Ricky Bishop and Blair Peach, until we see justice there'll be no peace.
What do you think is gonna happen in the future? Could there be more riots?
A child is only going to react to the behaviour they've seen from adults. And all of our adults, not just our parents or our teachers or these things they want to relate back to the personal, but across our country, look at the way our adults behave. Knocking down doors, tapping man's phone, of course, probably got a lock on yours. I swear down. After riots and looting, come more feds, more laws, more propaganda, remorse shooting. All we really need solution, not a pill for the disease.